Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Donna Marie Moy, and she came in third in the recent, in the most recent Venus Transformation Contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. We were just talking about what you. Let's just get right into the how you felt when you finally saw the pictures beside each other. Or whenever you took that, when you finally noticed, like, something actually changed. Because along the way, it's hard to tell, right?
Really hard to tell. I could see in my partner that his photos had changed. We took a few along the way, and I could see him changing. And I thought, I've lost the same amount of weight. Why am I not changing? And you get to the end, and you take these photos with the backdrop and with the nice camera, and you get them on the computer, and then suddenly you realize you've lost a lot of weight, you've gained some muscle, and it was a bit of a shock, really, seeing the pictures.
Did you guys just do these yourself, these pics?
We bought a cheap back drop off Amazon. And my partner, he's not really done much photography before, but he got really excited with his new camera. So he set up the backdrop, and he was in charge of all of the photos. And I think he did quite a good job.
Oh, yeah, you did a really good job. And like I asked you before, you've never got in front of a camera in bikini and heels before.
It's the first time I've really worn a bikini in my life.
Oh, really?
So that was a step, yeah.
No, you should be doing that more often. It suits you.
Oh, thank you. And the heels as well. I don't wear heels very often. And man, I had backache after wearing those heels. That was an experience in itself.
Oh, okay. So how long was the whole process?
About 2 hours, I think. We spent 2 hours taking my pictures and then another couple of hours taking my partner's pictures. So half a day.
Yeah. Did you expect it to be that long?
No, I didn't know how difficult poses were. And I don't know how the professional contest entrants do it. I really don't. It's so tiring.
Yeah. And even though you're in really good shape and all that, you just kind of don't want to do it any longer.
No, by the end of it, I was glad to sit down and have a rest.
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't get that until it happens. Go ahead.
Until you stand there and you're doing the poses, you just don't realize how much effort goes into it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's much, but it really is. Like, some people set out with the best intentions to do 2 and 3 photo shoots, and after the first one, they're like, oh, I'm not doing this again.
And, I'm quite glad I'm not having to do another one for a while.
Yeah. So you made some pretty good progress. Have you worked, like, okay, so let's do, just get into where, is this like the first workout program you've done? How'd you even get to us?
Well, I used to go to my local gym, but I used to just follow everyone else and jump on the treadmill. There were some weightlifting machines and I used to have a go at it, but not seriously. I never followed any pattern. My partner introduced me to Venus Index because he's been doing Adonis for about a year now, I think. And he said, well, why don't you give it a try? And I was a bit skeptical, but I thought, well, I'll buy phase one and I'll give it a go. And it just went from there. He introduced me to fasting as well. So I'd done a bit of fasting beforehand. I'd read a bit of Eat Stop Eat. So I was already sort of moving towards Venus Index.
Okay. And so it wasn't hard for him to convince you to maybe give it a try?
No, I'm quite happy to go along with all his plans. I thought, why not? I'm not going to lose anything. And if it works, well, got some great results.
Yeah. Now, did you guys train together? Because I know he did amazing on the guy's side too. So did you guys, obviously the workouts are different, but did you, mm-hmm. like how did, was there anything, I mean, that must've been great to have someone to do it with, regardless if you did the exact workout.
Yeah. Well, we've got a gym in our back garden, so I'm really lucky in that respect, but we never really went in together because our gym's so small. And to be honest, I'd rather just get in there and do it myself without too much input. I think if you've got someone watching you, you're always a little bit nervous.
Oh, I see. So you get yours done, he gets his done, and you just sort of stay out of each other's hair in there.
Yeah, but he's always there if I can't get my stances right. He'll always help with my form.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, yeah, so he was guiding you a bit, but not really. And then what have you done anything, any, so the, as far as diet goes, what, is this the first time you took a serious crack at a diet, or?
I did some diets in the past, but it was never really counting the calories. It was more like just eat less and not really putting much thought into it. And then after a while, you lose the motivation and you give up. I think this is the first time that I've ever stuck to something and actually been happy and not felt like it was a diet.
And you primarily did eat stop eat. Did you do the reverse taper? What else did you, or is that?
I didn't do reverse taper. I saw the men's version, but I didn't have immersion at the time, so I didn't have the calculator.
Oh,
But
right.
I knew from past experience that about 1,000 calories would give me some weight loss, and that's what I felt comfortable at. And I was happy after the first few weeks. I'd lost a few pounds, and I thought, yeah, I'm happy with this. So I didn't want to stress my body, and I didn't want to get demotivated. So I stuck to that fasting one day a week so I could fast on a Saturday and have a big meal in the evening, and it didn't feel like I was dieting at all, which was lovely.
Yeah, that's the whole key to that, is not feeling like you're dieting.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so throughout the process, was it like pretty just smooth sailing, or did you have like any bumps along the way, or like talk us through the 12 weeks in general?
Right, so I started off on the 21st of January. I had a look at the program before the contest started, but I only really looked at it for the first time in the middle of January. And it was winter and snowing, and our gym is outside. So that was the first hurdle, actually getting out there in the snow. And it's a covered building, like a garage, but it was still about 0 degrees centigrade, so pretty cold. And picking up the weights was a challenge because I had gloves, but it still hurt your hands. So that was the first challenge, is just getting out there and doing it. Once I did it, I think the Venus Index is really good in that it gives you the steps and you can follow it, and there's no complication. You just go out there and you do it, and then you see the results eventually. I was ill halfway through, so halfway through I got flu, so I took a week out. And after that, getting back into the gym and forcing myself out there was a challenge. I must admit, the week after that, I only went in the gym twice. That I felt I let myself down a little bit, but I didn't want to let myself be bogged down by that fact, so I put it behind me and carried on. From there, it's always a struggle sometimes when you get home from work and you need to go in the gym, but you just want to sit down and have a rest. So that was a challenge as well.
But other than, okay, so you got sick in the middle, but other than that, you just, it was pretty consistent. That's good.
Pretty consistent. We had my partner there to shout at me if I said, "Oh, I don't fancy going in the gym today." He would always say, "No, you must go in the gym," and I did.
And so did you just stick to the 3 days a week? Did you do anything else?
I did Venus for 3 days a week, and I started adding in some cardio on Tuesdays and Thursday. So 2 days a week I'd get on the cross trainer and I'd do about half an hour to 40 minutes of that, which really bumped up the weight loss. I found that in the time that I'd spent on the cross trainer, I tended to lose a little bit more weight at the end of the week, which then helped me keep motivated to carry on with it.
And that didn't affect your appetite that you noticed?
Not that I noticed, but then I think a lot of Venuses try and have big meals in the evening and skip breakfast and lunch. But I didn't want to do that because I know what my eating habits are like, and I really struggle when I'm at work to not eat in the day. So I started my morning with a small breakfast, a small lunch, and a snack in the afternoon. So I never really did feel very hungry, just by keeping the meal small and consistent.
And that worked for you. Okay, so when you say a small breakfast and lunch, like what would that be?
So typically for breakfast, I'll have some 0% Greek yogurt, which has high protein content, so about 15 grams of protein in the yogurt. That keeps you full with some fruit. So about 200 to 250 calories in the morning, just to stave off the hunger till lunchtime. A salad for lunch. I was already quite a healthy eater before I started VI. I just ate too much. So I bulked out my meals with lots of vegetables. So maybe five or six salad items at lunchtime with a bit of protein. And that generally kept me full up for the afternoon. I'd have a banana, and then that was it until I got home then in the evening.
And then you still have a dinner.
I still have a dinner, maybe 350 to 400 calories, but I didn't have really any carbs. I didn't intentionally go low carb, but I mostly ate lean protein and then lots of fruit and vegetables and spices just to spice it up a little
Well,
bit.
fruit and vegetables are all carbs, right? Those are carbs. You mean starchy carbs like
Complex carbs,
breads and
yeah.
pastas and stuff like that.
Didn't really eat any bread or pasta or even flour, really. I played about with protein powder with baking just to get through that chocolate addiction.
And so, and now that style of eating served you pretty well then. You never did you? Okay, so some people just it catches up with them after a few days and they just have to eat up. Did you experience that where you had days where you had to go higher?
Well, I think because I fasted on the Saturday, I'm generally quite busy on a weekend. So I fasted on the Saturday and had maybe 800 to 1,000 calories in the evening. So by the end of the week, I was feeling like I needed to eat a bit more. But then on the Saturday, I maybe had a nice steak with some homemade chips. So by that time, it satisfied my hunger.
So you had a pretty smooth pattern going.
Pretty much. I think having a calorie counter really, really makes you look at what you're eating. And my partner as well, I was quite lucky that we were both watching what we were eating. So one of us wasn't pigging out while the other was on a restricted diet. We did it together.
Yeah,
And
I bet you a lot of people listening are kind of jealous that you had someone to do it with because so many people who've tried. I don't know, did you talk to any of the women in the Venus community or did you reactive in there or no?
Oh, yeah, I was quite active. In fact, I think that was part of the reason why I did so well was that all the ladies were always there. If you felt like you were having an off day, you could go onto the forum and there would always be someone there to reassure you. So that was really great. Lots of good recipes as well on the community forum, which helped.
Yeah, I dip in there. I always see somebody. There's always somebody posting something. The guys don't do that, but the girls do it for sure.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the UN contests as well that some of the ladies ran really helped because every week we would post our progress and whether we'd done our workouts. And that helped me not skip my workouts because I knew that I would have to be honest and tell them exactly how well I'd done. So
Oh,
being
can you
responsible.
go into more of this uncontest stuff?
Yeah, a couple of the regular Venus ladies hosted an UN contest. So we started off with a 4 week contest just between a few ladies, maybe. I think there was about 8 to 10 of us at the beginning. And we decided to set a goal at the start. So we would do X amount of workouts. I decided I wanted to do 3 a week and then do 90 minutes of cardio. So every week we would post and say whether we'd completed our goal. Which really helped because at the end of the week you knew you had to post how well you'd done, so you really wanted to do it. You didn't want to let the side down. And later on, we all pitched in $10, and we decided that we were all going to try and see who could lose the most percentage body fat in an 8 week period. So for 8 weeks, everyone did incredibly well. Everybody posted every single week all of their weight loss efforts, and there were quite. Between us, I don't remember how much weight we lost, but it was quite amazing to see how well everyone had done.
Oh man, I didn't know about any of this stuff. Maybe I should pay a little bit more attention. Or was this just like I wasn't allowed to see this?
Oh no, it was part of a community group, so anybody with access to the forums
Oh.
could join. I'm not sure how well publicized it was towards the end.
Well, yeah. When I go in there, I know some of that. So there's other. I know that that community just starts doing its own thing,
Yeah,
as
it's.
compared to the guys. So it's pretty. It's different. It's totally different. I mean, I don't think. There's very few people who are in both. I mean, obviously, I look at both, and there's a couple women who own the guys' stuff and a couple guys who've bought the women's stuff for somebody in their life. So they, I don't think any guy actually goes to the women's side, but I know a couple of women go to the guys' side, but the two forums are completely different. The girls are so much more interactive and do these community things, whereas the guys use it more like an information question and answer database.
Yeah, definitely. Because I've seen some parts of AI just because my partner has it, and so I've seen the videos and some parts of the forums. But definitely, the women are a community, and I think that's all part of what VI is. I don't think it would be the same without it.
Yeah, and we've learned that over time. We just sort of, I don't think we planned it. It just sort of it's turned into that. So, all right, well then, I mean, where else do you want to go with this as far as so the diet was pretty smooth, the workouts were pretty smooth. What's next for you?
I've now moved on to phase two. I'm still looking to lose a little bit of weight, but also build up the muscle. And I think this is going to be even harder than before. And entering maintenance, it's difficult to even know what maintenance is, really.
It is. Have you talked to any of the more experienced Venus women about it?
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the forums, and I think finding a good eating habit is key. The week after the contest, I didn't binge, but I didn't follow my calories quite as closely as I had before, and it is really, really easy to slip out of a routine and into eating too much. So I
It
think
totally is.
finding maintenance is going to be the biggest challenge, I think.
Yeah, and I, it's like, I don't, we shouldn't speak in a tone that discourages people that once you get in shape, there's more work to do, but there kind of
Yeah.
is. It's a different kind of work, and I hope it's more satisfying. This is, me and Brad just recorded an uncensored about this. We have a new theory on what's required for maintenance, because people keep asking and we don't have a good answer yet. And so I think it's really just, I think it has to be a series of little mini challenges, but not, because just the idea that, okay, well now you're in really good shape, just stay there for the rest of your life. Even though every day you like the way you look, it's kind of psychologically difficult to just work out just to stay that way. People still want to go.
It is.
You kind of want to be where you are and move to somewhere else. Even though where you are is good, it's almost hard to convince yourself that all you do is work out just to stay here.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot to the psychology of it. I mean, losing weight and seeing the difference and not slipping back is one thing, but then knowing what you can do in 12 weeks just makes you want to improve. I mean, I'm now at a stage where I'm happy with the way I look. 12 weeks ago, I wouldn't have wore a bikini, let alone take photos and show them to the public for everyone to see. But I still want to look better and I still want to improve myself. But I think you can go too far. So learning, it's a lifestyle change, I think. Changing my lifestyle so that I am healthy and my body is in shape, but not going so far as to be stressing my body.
Yeah, and that's the trick. That's the trick you're faced with now, is like, what degree of progress is satisfactory, right? Like, you're not going to have another huge change like you just did, because there's not that
No.
far to go. So you have to accept smaller changes.
I think it was, at first, it was just weight loss and wanting to see the weight loss and to have a body that I was happy with. But towards the end of the contest, I slowly felt that I was gaining muscle. And that gives you a really fantastic feeling. And it's something that I want to continue to do. So to build up my strength. And one of my goals is to be able to do 10 push-ups because I still can't do 10
Oh yeah,
push-ups.
you'll get there.
I will eventually. So I think that's my goal. When I get to that goal, I'll know that I've built a considerable amount of muscle, I think.
What do you Okay, go a little bit in more into that feeling. Like, what's the so the fat loss comes fast, obviously.
Yeah, the first few weeks, I think, is where the most fat loss happened. And I thought, oh, yeah, this is great. I'm going to carry on like this. And wow, it'll be amazing in 12 weeks. But it's gradually slowed down and I had plateau. So a couple of weeks, I wouldn't lose anything. And then eventually, I'd lose maybe 3 or 4 pounds in a week. And it's a great feeling, but it wears off. And you think, well, I'm doing all this really hard work. I could stop the workouts and I could still lose weight. But the thing that's key is building that muscle tone so that when you lose the weight, you actually look good. You don't look, as some people say, skinny fat.
Just a
You
smaller
look
version of your
toned.
previous self.
Yeah,
So
you
you
want.
okay, so you said the weight came off in sort of in chunks, right? Like, it didn't, even though your diet was more or less consistent, you had weeks where nothing happened and other weeks where way more came off.
Yeah, I had, because I tracked my weight every single week and my measurements as well. There were weeks where I'd eat almost exactly the same because I logged everything I ate so I can go back and have a look at it in the future. And some weeks I lost 2 pounds. I think maybe 1.7 was one of my better weeks. And then you would plateau. And then suddenly I think I lost 3 pounds in a single week. But for that 1 week in between, I was wondering whether I'd done something wrong or whether I needed to eat less, but then the following week it all evened out. So it's not a linear process.
Not at all. Now, were you surprised that that happened?
Not particularly. I'd listened to a couple of the guys' podcasts in the car because my partner used to pay them on the way to work. But still, it's not a nice feeling when you don't lose anything and you know that You could be on a plateau, but you're not sure. So, gives you quite a bit of suspense.
Yeah, it's a bit of a psychological trick to, you go 7 days exactly how the last 7 days went, and you lost 2 pounds last week, and you lose nothing this week, and you're like, what have I done wrong? And like, how? That's where these people start thinking there's something wrong with their metabolism.
I think you just have to stick at it because you know deep down that you're doing it right. If you've stuck to your calorie limit and you've done your workouts, that there's no way that you've just not making any progress. You have to just battle with your own mind, I think, to get over that and to continue.
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone's tracked it enough to see if it correlates to, because did your food habits even like not habits, but the choice of foods change those weeks, like
I
such that
don't.
you ate something that kept like for instance water on you or like, I don't even know if that's the case. I just think it your body kind of holds water
I
at
don't
some points.
know. I think it. I don't know the science behind it all, but generally, I can't think of anything different. I might have created a new recipe, but it would always be similar vegetables and some protein. I don't think there was anything that was holding the water.
Yeah, so and that's the thing. I've yet to find anyone who had an answer for why it goes that way, but it just seems to go that way for everybody. You drop a bunch. It's like going down a set of stairs, but you stop on each step a couple of like and wait and then go to the next one, and it's not smooth at all.
Yeah, it's definitely like that. And it can be worrying if you're not sure what's going on, but you lose the weight in the end.
Yeah, and then okay, and then you also said you liked you. There's a different feeling when you're building the muscle, like when you actually started to notice, when you could tell you were actually building muscle. Can you explain more what that feeling is?
Well, you put in all this effort and it takes time. And I think part of that is the weight loss because you don't feel the muscles until you lose some of the weight. If your muscles are covered in fat, you don't realize they're there, and you start wondering, you're putting all this effort in and you don't feel you have any muscles, and then suddenly you start to like, I had a little happy dance one day when I realized that the muscle on the back of my arm was actually extended and I could feel it, and that made me so joyous. It was amazing. I think that made my day to realize that I actually had some muscle tone there. It's an amazing feeling.
So there's two things to look forward to here, that one, the weight loss, and two, the muscle tone.
Yeah, definitely. And once you can start to feel those muscles building, it gives you motivation. When you go in the gym and you want to increase that muscle tone because you know that the work you're doing is actually paying off.
And what did you think of our concept of shape instead of weight?
I love the concept because I think the key is the shape of the woman's body. I mean, you can, if you build muscle in the wrong places, you're going to look completely silly, really. And if you just drop the weight and you've got no muscle underneath, I think you get this kind of skinny fat look where you've got no shape, and I don't think that that's attractive.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Okay, so well, what advice do you have for any new people joining Venus?
Definitely read, eat, stop, eat. I'd say fasting was the key, really, to not feeling like I was dieting. You don't get out of shape overnight. I think I did stumble a few times. I might have eaten a little bit more than I should on some days, but I think you have to remember that it takes time to get out of shape and it takes time to get in shape, and one day isn't going to make you fat overnight, really. The next day, put it behind you and carry on.
Yep, just move forward. We're all gonna stumble. And what about the Venus community?
Oh, definitely. I would advise anybody to join the community because there is so much knowledge there between some of the veteran Venuses, and the support network is amazing. I don't honestly think I would have lost anywhere near as much weight or continued with my workouts without the support of the Venus community.
All right then. Well, that was well said. So, do you have anything else, or I think we could leave it there.
No, that's it. I think, well, the only thing I wanted to mention is that I think planning ahead really, really helps, and I would advise anyone out there to plan ahead, and especially if you're using a calorie counting tool. If you plan ahead and you know how many calories you're going to eat tomorrow, it really, really helped me stay on track.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, well, that was great. So, well, congratulations on the placing. And for Donna Marie, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.